Okay, it's going now. All right, good morning, everyone. So the first thing we've got to do is we have to elect a chair and a secretary before we can do anything. So do we have any volunteers to be the chair of the classified PPC committee?
What do they do?
Well, really, you'll just be in charge of putting together, like people will send you the agenda, like things they want on the agenda, like when we meet, say, next time. So we'll probably meet again in, say, a month or so to talk about salary schedules, which there probably won't be any change in certified or classified this coming year. Any kind of stipend changes, any kind of policy changes that the ASBA sends us. And then you just put together an agenda and set up the Zoom or the Google Meet. The secretary will actually be the one in charge of keeping minutes and how people vote, like, you know, who made the motion to accept or who seconded and then how the vote went. So, you know, chair would be in charge of sending information out to your classified staff. For instance, you know, Ms. Feaser had sent out the Google form on how to vote for the calendar. We probably should have David set up a separate classified email and a certified email, just for purposes like this. But, you know, I can't see us really having to meet more than probably once a quarter. It's just required by law now to have a chair, a secretary, and you have to record them. So, and it cannot be, you can't have on the classified or certified PPC committees anybody that's a supervisor, even though it says admin can be on it. But like for you guys, it can't be Ronnie, Sean, Denise, David, any classified member. So it has to be a member of, from transportation, which is Matt, maintenance, which is Doug, a para, which is Amber, secretary, which is Kim, and food service, which is Elizabeth. So we've got all those represented today. So we need to have a chair, a secretary, and then we can discuss the calendar options.
Zach and I would volunteer to do it together, like if I were one and he were the other, so we could kind of coordinate together.
Works for me. Anybody have any objections to? We probably need
a motion. If that's a motion, I'll second it.
Well, we need a motion to see who wants to be the chair. So, which one of you would like to be the chair?
Doug wants to know which one's the easiest.
Amber needs to make a motion. Amber's the chair.
And I make a motion that Amber is the chairperson.
And then Doug's the secretary.
Chair, or yes, yeah, secretary, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
So Matt made the motion. Does anybody second the motion?
I will.
Okay. All in favor?
Sounds good to me.
Nobody opposed? All right. Okay, so have you guys had a chance to look at the calendars?
Some.
Yes.
All right, so... You know, there's no guarantee that we will get the waiver to start early. I mean, I think we will, but the tourism committee has a big push to not allow that. But I do think it will happen just because, you know, they don't want to give us AMI days, which whatever. But if we don't have AMI days and we have to add days to the end, like some districts may have to, you're still losing part of summer anyway. So I think... The state board will approve these waivers, but so really what we're looking at there is whether we're starting school on August 13th or August 20th. Now, the difference in the two calendars on early start or October 20th start is how we handle parent-teacher conferences. There'll be no more Monday through Thursday weeks, but the calendar did fall where we could take off Good Friday and just still go Tuesday through Tuesday through Thursday that week and still get our number of days in, finish before Memorial Day. Basically, there was just an extra day in there. You know, we don't take off a lot of the holidays like some schools do because we're already a four-day week, and most of your national holidays fall on Mondays anyway. So the difference in the two is on the parent-teacher conferences, one, option one has parent-teacher conferences on a Thursday night and then regular school day on Friday, all right? Option two has parent-teacher conferences on Monday night twice a year and your regular school week Tuesday through Friday. Reason for that was that I really wanted to do it like that is we had several absences. We were told that teachers didn't want to have school the day after parent teacher conferences. So we went Monday through Thursday those weeks. And then the teachers had off on Friday. Okay. The issue was we had like 13 staff members call in sick one day, I think on maybe the Monday of that week or something like that. And we can't have it both ways. I mean, I can't give in and then everybody call in sick on Monday. So these are our options. Now, maybe we didn't vote because there was a mix-up in all that, but it seemed like the majority of folks wanted to go ahead and go on Thursday night and have school on Friday, but
the people I've talked to have said that.
They would rather do the.
They'd rather have parent teacher conferences on Thursday and then still have school on Friday if we have to.
Yeah, I would think the majority of folks would want that, but. So I guess then the second question is what do you all think about the early start? Because the early start, how that affects you guys is. Instead of coming back on the 13th, we would come back on the 6th. But that almost guarantees us getting out before Memorial Day, which is May 26th. The early start calendar has us getting out May 16th. And if you look on there, I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but we're putting on there, in case of inclement weather, the superintendent has the right to use Mondays to make up missed days. The board this time had asked that we just use Mondays to make up those days up until testing, and then any days that we have over that, add to the end. Now, it doesn't look like we're going to have to add any to the end because it looks like the weather's going to be pretty favorable. Monday's kind of iffy, of course. First Monday we go back, but then it's like 60 the next day, so... You know, typically the weather this time of year when it snows, it's here and gone because it's that wet snow and then it warms up pretty quick. But so has anybody mentioned or have you got any feedback on early start versus regular start?
The ones I've talked to said they'd rather start later of the two. That's not talking to everybody.
Anybody else heard from anybody?
I haven't talked to anybody else but me and Betty talking about it together. But, like, it doesn't really matter. You know, if we start early, we get out early. If we start later, we get out later. It doesn't really change much.
Yeah.
I've heard people say they wish that if we're going to make up school on Mondays that we could not do them all in February, which seems to be kind of the most dismal, depressing month anyway, and stagger them on... You know, into March and April. But I know there's no way to really foresee how many we'll have to make up.
Right. My thoughts are just you start making them up as quick as you can because, like you say, you never know how much snow you're going to get. You know?
Right. It just makes for a really long February.
I kind of feel like August is such a terrible month and it's so hot.
That's kind of what I was. Yeah,
the river's down.
And the end of May is normally nicer
earlier, and then get out. I mean, man, May 16th sounds. I mean, maybe it's just my mindset today, but May 16th sounds pretty good to me.
That's because it's my birthday, John.
Oh, well, and then see if we can get on Jess's birthday, and then we can have a kegger.
Heck yeah. Well, the end of May is normally nicer than August. Like,
yes, much. Much.
And farming-wise, you're getting busy on your farms, you're getting busy on your gardens. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm definitely not opposed to the early start, but I'm not going to, like, just be adamant about it.
What do y'all think? What do you want to do? I mean, and I'll just be 100% honest. I am in favor of the early start one because basically like the guys just said, you never know how much snow you're going to get. Like this year, it looks like we're only having to make up 3 days. But, you know, last year we used, I think, maybe 9 of our 10 AMI days or something like that. So, you know.
I personally voted for the option 3, which was – parent teacher conferences on Thursday night, go Friday, start early. But like I said, you know.
So really we need, I guess we need to approve two things or vote on two things. It sounds to me like everybody is in favor of having parent teacher conference on Thursday, school on Friday, no matter which early start, normal start, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Anybody opposed to that? Okay. So, somebody want to make a motion for that? Parent-teacher conference Thursday night, school Friday?
I make a motion that we have the parent-teacher conference on Thursday and have school on Friday.
A second?
I'll second that.
You getting all this, Amber?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Great. Okay. All right. So now we need to decide basically early start versus normal start. Or do we need to have more discussion on that? I'm good either way.
Mr. Lewis, it's still dependent on approval, though, right?
Dependent on what?
On the state's approval or the power.
Yes. Yeah, they have to approve the waiver, which will go in front of them. We had to have everything in by February 14th so it could be on the March calendar.
Okay.
So are AMI days or snow days that we've had in the past, is that just not an option anymore, ever?
AMI days are not. In order to receive the funding for teacher raises, you can't do AMI. So if we do AMI, we basically would have to give up $450,000. And there's actually not a school in the state that's using AMI anymore. Now, I say not a public school. Private schools can still use them because they don't take state funding.
So before AMI days, how did that work when we just kind of built in snow days to the schedule?
So they added them to the end, or some folks would make them up on the days that they had already scheduled out, like a Good Friday or a President's Day or, you know, those national holidays, like when your post offices and stuff are closed. Normally, smaller schools like us don't take all those type holidays off, but your bigger schools do.
I got you.
Yeah, back in the old day, they just tacked them on the end. But man, going having school till June is, and I wouldn't be, you know, I'm not opposed to taking AMI days away if they would move testing to maybe the 1st of May. There's no reason to have testing when normal time, and then you're adding 6 days on the end. When let's face it, after testing, we're hitting field trips and field days, and you know that's when all of our activities are. And but they're not going to put AMI days back, I don't think. I've talked to two different legislators that there's a lot of talk about it right now, only because Little Rock missed 6 days. But I don't. Man, Oliva, the Secretary of Education, he's been adamant. He is not in favor of that. So, I don't know.
Well,
Any other discussion about the early start versus normal? Okay, we have a motion one way or the other? Or do you want to, anyway, I don't know. What?
I'll motion for the early start.
Okay, Ms. Barton, motion for early start. Is there a second? Doug, second? Yes. All in favor? Okay, none opposed, so early start. All right. I'm meeting with certified PPC, I think, next Wednesday. So, all right, we'll just see what happens. We'll definitely have parent-teacher conference Thursday, school Friday. As far as when we start, I won't be able to tell everybody until once we find out from the state. So I'll get that out as soon as I know.
Well, we won't have to have a meeting because
that's
the state. That's when we're gonna have it.
Right. We'll have another one maybe month, maybe a little later once I get when the new ASBA policies come out. Like I said, no school, and just so you know, no schools, at least I've been told by other superintendents, majority of schools are not giving any kind of adjustments to either salary schedule. Because the funding for teacher raises and for the classified raises was for this year and next year. The legislators meet in January of next year to set the budget for the following 2 years. And they say they're going to approve that and the money's still going to be there, but I think everybody kind of just wants to wait and see that it's going to. Because I hear some legislators say, don't count on it. Then I've got other, you know, then the governor and the secretary say guaranteed it'll be there. So no one really wants to take that next big step to give raises without knowing that the funding's there. So anyway. But so the thing is, so anytime anybody has any questions or about policies or anything like that, and you don't know and you think we need to have a meeting, then we can set up a meeting. We can, you know, discuss it and kind of go from there. So any kind of policy changes folks want, whether it be salary or sick days or I don't know, you know, anything you want to discuss, now we know our group that we meet with and discuss it, and then you can take it back to your folks. If you have questions, email me if I need to set it up, or if it's something I can answer, you know, or your principals. A lot of times they can answer that stuff. So you email me and ask me about policy, I'm just going to look it up. I mean, that's, I can't tell you what every policy is, but I can look it up. So, all right, I don't have anything else unless somebody else does. We have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a great day. Nice weekend.
Thanks.